very happy to have the goal scorer. She opened the scoring with the fastest goal in Olympic history yesterday for Team Canada. It is Janine Becky of the Canadian Women's National Soccer Team. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on the goal. Like, so it's funny. Yesterday, I'm doing the show, and it starts about 1 Eastern, so I'm focusing on whatever I'm doing, and then behind the glass, my producers and we have an intern, and they all start losing their minds, and I have to buzz over, and I say, what are you guys doing? And you had scored 21 seconds in, so just like that, and you've seen international events where the entire country goes crazy. Well, they were going crazy for you yesterday. How does that feel?
That's pretty unbelievable. I mean, it was like pretty unreal that it happened so fast. It took, I mean, I didn't even really let it sink in until after the game. But, you know, to hear how excited everybody was, I know the whole team felt a lot of pride in that moment.
Janine Becky, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So I want to talk about the game because it was an amazing first win, but I need a little background here because I see you are from Colorado, but your family and your siblings, they're all from Saskatchewan. So I am from Saskatchewan. Where are they all from?
My dad grew up in Kyniston, and my mom and my three older siblings were born in Regina.
Okay, I've been to all those places. So now why would they uproot you from one of the greatest places on our planet to take you to that dump in Colorado? How did that happen?
You know, I've never really gotten the correct answer on that question, but all I know is we moved to Colorado when my closest sister was really, really young, and I obviously ended up being born there, and then we just stayed. So I spent a lot of time in Saskatchewan as a kid just visiting family and stuff, and it would have been obviously very different to grow up there than in Colorado, but I loved all the time I got to spend up there. I just didn't enjoy all the mosquitoes in the summer. That was the only thing.
So are you a Riders fan or are you a Bronco fan or can you be both?
I can be both. I definitely feel a little bit more at home with the Broncos just because I grew up watching them play, but I pay attention to the Rough Riders and I actually had a friend that played for them the last couple of years, so that was really cool.
Well, congratulations on your Super Bowl. I'm just kidding. Saskatchewan's. I'm proud to be from Saskatchewan, but I'm not that disappointed to be out in Toronto. I'm really not, so it's not a big deal. So you grew up in Colorado. Are you in the same place if you stay in Saskatchewan? How good was living there for your development as a soccer player and eventually going to Texas Tech?
Yeah, it was great. I grew up playing for Real Colorado, which is one of the two big clubs there. Obviously, got to work with some, you know, top coaches and top players that are actually, you know, playing in the same tournament. So I have two friends that play on the U.S. that I grew up playing with. So, you know, it was great to grow up there and develop there and learned a ton. And then, yeah, I got a great opportunity to go down to Texas and have just an unbelievable experience down there that really molded me into the player that I am. And I really cherished the 4 years that I got there.
So I saw your alma mater tweeted yesterday because you scored 21 seconds in. That's how your college career started, too. You scored seconds into a game.
Yeah, I scored 57 seconds into my collegiate opener. So it was kind of, you know, Cinderella story. Got to start the Olympic debut in a similar fashion.
So the game yesterday, well, let me ask you about the dual citizenship first, because we see this all the time in hockey and guys have to make a decision. And once you play internationally, like that's the route you go. And as we all know, in hockey, everyone would love to play for Canada. Maybe there's not spots. What went into your decision to play for Canada as opposed to coming up in the U.S. system?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could never say anything bad about the way that the U.S. runs their federation. It's top of the line, great coaches, great players, and I had a good experience playing for them. I played with them the entire under-18 cycle, which is a developmental cycle for the U.S., and then was with them the very beginning of the under-20 cycle. And during that time, I got a phone call from Andrew Olivieri, who was our U-20 coach for Canada, and he just said, you know, we're going to give you an opportunity to come up and play in a camp with us. If you don't like it, no worries, no strings attached, you can go back. And so I came up there and I loved it. Felt like I really fit in with the players, and the coaches that were there, and really had a great time in that camp. And so it wasn't necessarily that I made a decision right after that camp. I came home, talked to the staff on the U.S. side, and, you know, they were like, we just want to make sure you have all your questions answered, that you're making the decisions best for your development. And so when the Under-20 World Cup came around, the rule was FIFA. I think it's changed now, but back then it was, I could play in the U-20 World Cup of Canada, and if I decided that I wanted to come back and play for the States, I still could. You're only locked in if you capped with the senior team in the country. So I had an awesome time playing in the Under-20 World Cup with Canada, and John was actually at that tournament, kind of in the background with the coaches, and saw me play and gave me an opportunity to come in with the senior team that November. So I got my first cap with the senior team against Sweden in November, and that was kind of it for me. I had decided that, you know, Canada was a place for me, and I honestly could not be happier with my decision. I would not go back and change anything about it.
Janine Becky, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. She scores the goal 21 seconds in yesterday, the eventual game winner, as Canada gets by fifth-ranked Australia at the Olympic Games. So the goal is set up by Christine Sinclair. She scores later. She's done it for so many years that I almost feel maybe we take her for granted at how amazing she is. You grew up watching her, now she's setting you up for goals. Do we appreciate everything that she is?
She's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I don't think you can put into words what she means to Canadian fans and to the players on this team that have been around and played in 2012 and just have seen her come into the player and the woman that she is. And for players like me who haven't been around all that long, to be able to be in her presence and to play with her on the field is just honestly a dream come true. But, you know, I couldn't say enough about her as a player. She's the most consistent player that I've ever seen in the world, and will do absolutely everything that needs to be done to get the job done. And that's what she did last night. She came up big for us in the first 20 seconds. I honestly feel like I can't even take credit for that goal, because she's the one that stole the ball back, played the absolute perfect ball to me. And then, you know, you just see how world-class she is on the goal that she scored. Could have tried to tip the goalkeeper from half, but decides to take a half-moon touch around the goalkeeper and then casually put it in. So there's not enough words to describe how special she is as a player, and I'm really, it's a privilege to play with her.
5 years ago, I would not have said that one of the most emotionally draining sporting events I will ever watch in my life would be a women's soccer game. And then 4 years ago, that's the game we see, and Christine Sinclair scores the hat trick, and you know, Canada gets robbed perhaps in the semifinal against the States. That's 4 years ago. What are you doing during that game?
You know, that was at a time where playing for Canada wasn't even a thought in my mind. It was when I was deep into the under-18 cycle with the U.S. And so, you know, I was watching those games as an American. So, you know, my view of that, I always had an interesting time watching Canada play the U.S. And it was like, you know, either way I'm happy for whoever wins. But that was, I remember that game. I was with a group of friends and had remembered feeling like, wow, that was, you know, Canada deserved to win that game. And I remember watching Christine play and just remembering how crazy it was to score 3 goals in a game like that, and to see them go on and win bronze. You know, it was a cool moment for my family. And as I said, it was a bit of a different experience for me in the place that I was. But I've always felt Canadian pride. So watching them play against the States is like a little bit of a half heart thing, half hearts with the States and the other half with Canada. But, to see them push through that tournament was an incredible inspiration. And then, you know, 3 years after that to be wearing the maple leaf is, you know, it all happened so fast. But like I said, I don't regret it at all.
It's a new cycle, and there's young players like yourself, but there are some holdovers. I wonder if it's 4 years ago, but does that get talked about by some of your teammates? The retribution thing, you know, the chance to play in an Olympic final that they just fell short coming into this tournament, or is it entirely new motivation?
I think that will always be something that they carry with them. I think in terms of having so much passion for a sport, that was heartbreak, absolute heartbreak for them in that moment. And they for sure still carry it with them. But I think now more than ever, it's pure motivation to get back to that game and to prove to the world and to ourselves that that wasn't a fluke, that this team and these players and that team was good enough to be there, and that wasn't an accident, that it was on purpose, that it was because they were good enough to be there. And you know, so like I said, I think there will be always be heartbreak in those moments. And when they bring it up now, it's more of a like, you know, this is what happened last time. Let's make sure that that doesn't happen again. Like, well, let's go win these games.
It's been a great start for you guys. And your goal aside, it didn't come without adversity. You also set a record, you know, the fastest red card ever, not you, but the team. So you played a man down for basically 70 minutes against a team that's ranked higher than you. I mean, what a quality win. Like, you want to take confidence from an Olympic opener. You guys have it in spades.
Oh, for sure. I mean, John, we were prepared for something like that. I mean, I don't know if you can ever be completely prepared for, you know, those kind of things to happen, but we talk about anything, literally anything can happen in these tournaments. And we also credit ourselves with being one of the most adaptable teams in the world in terms of, you know, tactically being able to put players in different positions, play different formations based on what the game asks. And so, you know, when we went down to 10, I don't think there was a doubt in anyone's mind about that game. We're the best, if not one of the best, defensive teams in the world. And we knew that even with 10, Australia was going to have a hard time breaking us down. And obviously in that moment, you think, okay, well, this is going to be much more of a defensive game. So we had to switch our mindset. But like I said, I didn't feel for 1 second that the game was out of our hands. It was going to be a battle. It was going to be, you know, physically demanding and exhausting. But we were up for the challenge, and we were up for that even before the game started. You have to be ready for anything to happen. And it was pretty amazing to look back on it now and see what we were able to do. But, you know, I had no doubt in that moment that we were able to pull through.
Well, congratulations again. It's a big win. It was a big goal. And you know, as a country, we're going to get lots of moments, but you were moment number one in the Olympic Games. That's pretty special. And so we wish you all the best against Zimbabwe on Saturday. We'll be watching.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.